Hello, Miss Dixon. Miss Dixon, my name's Alexa. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
All right.
Good, good. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
It's for myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to know anyone else, perhaps a relative or close friend who also used Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. What was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
It was, I had got my, well, now I can't take no birth control at all. But
okay.
I ended up with 2 blood clots in my leg.
Ooh.
That was in 2015, and then I was on, what was that medicine? I can't think of the medicine they gave me for my blood clot. It was a blood thinner. It was a blood thinner.
Okay.
And then 2018, I started having headaches.
Okay.
So I ended up going to my doctor, and they did a CAT scan and MRI and everything.
Okay.
And she found like a little tumor on the back of the left side of my brain.
Ooh.
Where she said I have to do immediately surgery because it grew. It grew over time. Like it grew every day. It grew.
Ooh.
Anyway, I had surgery 2018 of August.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry for everything you've experienced. My heart goes out to you. Do you remember?
Then,
yeah, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay. Do you remember the name of that tumor that was on your brain?
Meningioma. I can't never say it.
It's okay. It's okay. Do you want to try spelling it out for me?
Is it M-E-N meningioma? But I'm thinking meningioma.
Okay. So a meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said it was located in what part of your body?
It was on my left side of my brain.
In your brain? Okay. And you said 2018, correct?
Yeah, that was 2018.
Okay. Do you remember what month?
August,
okay. Oh, yeah, you did
apologize. Well, that's when I had my surgery, August. But it was there, had to be there before August.
Okay.
So I'm going to say.
When did you go to the doctor and the doctor said you needed surgery? When did you get your CAT scan?
I'm going to say. July,
okay.
July, August.
So,
yeah, I'm going to say around July, yeah.
Okay, so July of 2018?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
4/27/1985.
Okay, I have 4/27/1985.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you receive the Depo Provera shot or the Depo Provera pill?
The pill.
The pill, okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you also use the generic metoxyprogesterone acetate as well, which is the generic brand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you used both?
Yeah, I used both.
Okay. So did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, ma'am, because certain stores that they sell my prescription to, they never have
the Depo Provera.
Yeah, they had the stuff, yeah.
Okay, so you used the Depo Provera for at least 1 year before going to generic, correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay. Now, how many years did you use Depo-Provera, including the generic?
I'm going to say two or three.
Okay. And how about Depo-Provera, not the generic? How many years did you use Depo-Provera?
About a year.
Let me ask you this. How many injections did you get of the Depo-Provera, not the generic one?
I'm going to say, I don't think I ever got the shot. I think they just
gave me
the pill.
Oh, yeah, you said it was the pill. I do apologize. You did
say,
okay, so how many pills did you take before switching to the generic one?
I did like, it was two, how many come in the pack? Two and eight come in the pack?
Okay.
I know it was a lot because I know I know it was. I'm gonna say at least by 4 or 5 packs.
Okay, 4 or 5 packs. Okay.
Probably been more than that, ma'am. I really can't remember.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Okay, so. Let's see, bear with me. I know that the criteria is a little bit different for the pill versus the injection. So I'm going to get information for you. Is it okay if I put you on a brief hold before or and then go speak to my supervisor really quick?
Yes.
Okay. I will be right back, okay?